Welcome back to Sports Day. Fantastic to have this man on the program. Of course, a big fight coming up for the Australasian and Australian heavyweight title. His name is Paul Gallen. He'll be fighting Chris Terzievski in the big fight tomorrow night. Gal, welcome to the program. How are you going, mate?
Thanks, boys. Yeah, no, I'm pretty good. I had a big day. I've had a long couple of days. Actually, a bit of media yesterday and then obviously a bit of media today and the weigh-in today and travelling up to Newcastle from Sydney is a couple of hours, 2.5 hour drive, so a long day. But tomorrow's probably going to be longer, to be honest. So I probably won't fight till 10 o'clock at night, so it's a big day.
Gal, when I saw the weigh-in today, 103.86 kilos for you, and for Chris Terzievski, 102.26 kilograms. What happens between now and the fight, mate, and how many kilos are you both likely to put on in the lead-up to the fight tomorrow night?
Oh, man, not a lot. We're heavyweight. So heavyweight's basically anyone that weighs over 90.7 kilos is a class of heavyweight. So we're lucky we don't have to worry about our weight or put on or lose weight. So, I just have my dinner as normal, had a feed this afternoon straight after weighing, and, I just go about my daily routine as normal, and so would Chris. Some of these other guys have to lose, 3, 4, 5 kilos the day of the weighing. So they're the guys who struggle with a little bit, and they've obviously got a really at times dehydrate themselves, and they probably spend the next 24-36 hours just hydrating and putting that little bit of weight back on. So I know some of the smaller guys put in at least 5 kilos, some are even a whole lot more, but at heavyweight you probably generally fight the way you weigh in at.
Now, Gal, we had a chat to you prior to the Justice Hooney fight, and I thought that was going to be your last fight for some reason. Do I remember you saying that or not?
No, not for the Hooney fight. I've definitely in a roundabout way spoken about it for this fight, but not the Hooney fight. I was prepared to fight again after the Hooney fight, but this one, look, it may be my last fight. I'm not too sure. I'm not saying I'm going to retire. I have one more fight left on contract for No Limit, and I'd say I probably will do that one, but look, if I was to go out and win it tomorrow night, it would be a hell of a way to go out.
Is it nice to be the trailblazer at the moment in what you're doing? Look, I know that there's some youngsters coming through, but there's no doubt that the youngsters like Harry Garside and like Nikita Zhu, I mean, they're talking about Paul Gallen and what he's done and the mark that you've left on the sport. How does that make you feel?
It's really good. Look, I knew that when I come into the sport. Probably not when I first come into the sport, but certainly in the past 2 or 3 years, it's my job to help promote the sport. I love boxing. I've always loved boxing, and I've known a few fighters over the years, and unfortunately, they don't always get the recognition, or the sport doesn't create the publicity that other sports do, and unfortunately, they don't get the recognition they deserve a lot of the time, and therefore, by not getting the recognition, they don't get the money they deserve or the attention they deserve. So, for me, being involved in the sport brings eyeballs to the sport, brings publicity to the sport, which is what they need, and rather than fighting in front of a league club or an RSL club with 300-400 people there, they get to fight in front of an arena with 2,000-4,000 people there and tens of thousands of people at home. So it's a whole lot better for them. And, I'm so glad I've been able to affect boxing in some way in a positive manner.
Now, Paul, you've got a slight weight advantage, but the reach factor. Now, how do you factor that into your tactics tomorrow night?
The weight's virtually insignificant. It's a kilo when you're at 100 odd kilos, not going to matter too much. But the reach, I've been sparring Jackson Murray, who's a 6'7" southpaw, so, and he has an arm span of 211 centimetres. So I've been able to get to him. Obviously Chris isn't that tall, he's about 6'2 or 6'3. So Jackson's a whole lot taller than him. I've been able to find him and get to him. So I've got no doubt. The pressure I apply and constantly going forward, I'll be able to get to Chris. Look, there's no doubt I'm going to get hit. I understand that. That's part of boxing. You get hit, you've got to cop shots along the way. You've got to be able to handle them. That's one thing I can do, handle them. And I'm pretty sure I'll be able to handle his shots and then go forward and apply my own pressure and hit him with my shots and hopefully finish him within the 10 rounds.
Just like your footy career, experience gained by time on the field. What about time stepping into the ring? Do you feel you're a more complete fighter than when you started and a little smarter, I suppose, and more savvy with the way you go about bringing down an opponent?
Experience is everything. I mean, you get the more you do something, the better you get it. And I've been able to go from fighting 4 rounds fights to 10 round fights now. So without a doubt, I'm a much more relaxed fighter in there. And, I just know what to do now. I know to keep myself fresh, keep myself fit, and be able to apply that pressure to the opponent. When I can do that, I can hit them more times than they hit me and obviously get the win.
Now, I've normally seen you pretty calm and composed when you're going to take on an opponent, and even in the lead-up to this fight. That was until the presser, mate. You weren't happy about your opponent not promoting the fight, which is so important, isn't it? I mean, you've talked about what you just have when it comes to putting these youngsters on the big stage, and anyone for that matter who wants to, say, take up the sport of boxing, and you felt that he wasn't pulling his weight.
Well, yeah, and it's not just this fight. It's the sport in general. I mean, you know, unfortunately, I still cop a bit of criticism off, these expert boxing fans. All the people involved in boxing and people that know me know how hard I work and know what I do for the sport. So it's not really the trainers or the fighters, but these expert boxing fans at times still say I'm no good for the sport. I don't do the right thing by the sport. Well, I do. And then I put bums on seats and I bring eyeballs to the sport. That's what I do. And when you get an actual boxer, someone who's been involved in the sport for a long time and now it's how hard it is to get that publishing, that attention. For him not to do anything to, A, promote the fight or promote himself and then to promote the sport on top of that, it was really frustrating for me. So I thought, no, it's nothing. I'm going to walk out of this press conference. He can do all the heavy lifting himself and do the media for himself. And, he had to do it and got through it. So, yeah, I'm sure he's learning along the way.
Gal, how well prepared are you for this fight? Are you better prepared for this fight than at any other time in your career? How do you feel within yourself?
Oh, I'm well prepared. Look, you can't ever have a perfect camp and nothing ever goes exactly to plan. But I think the good thing about this one is it's been a bit of a shorter preparation. It's only been 5 weeks. So 5 weeks of intense training and getting fit and healthy has been really good. And the most important thing is there's been no injuries. So while everything doesn't always go to plan, you may not get everything you want to get in. When you get a little bit older, as I am, I'm now 40, you do run into a few niggles along the way. But thankfully, I haven't hit any niggles or anything that's kept me from training or stopped me from training for an extended period of time. So that's been the most important thing. And I was going to go out and execute what I've done in training in the fight tomorrow night and I'll get the win.
And what goes through your head when you're in the boxing ring looking at your opponent? What are you thinking about when you're in there? Obviously, you're trying to knock him out because that's what it's all about, or survive. But aside from that, is there anything else that's going through your mind when you're in that environment?
Oh, it's hard to say. Look, the thing is that, you know, as I've sort of said or mentioned in other interviews, people think I just turn up on the night and jump in the ring and fight. So I don't do that. I prepare for the fight. I spar two or three times a week. So by doing that, you're accustomed to being in there and you're accustomed to what's coming at you. So when there's a certain punch coming at you, you can realise that and slip one way and throw a punch back. Things sort of become just natural and they come just off the cuff. So that's the way I like to treat my fights. I don't go in there with any sort of major plan to throw a certain punch here or there. I just go in and see what comes at me and just react to it as best I can.
Well, Gal, before we let you go, we know it's you're a rugby league great and just one short and sharp one. The Sharkies are going okay, Cronulla?
Yeah, mate, they're going good. Had a disappointing loss last week against the Brisbane Broncos, who they expected to beat, but then to hit back on the weekend last weekend against the Warriors side when they were down to 12 men up to just 18 minutes was a tremendous win. And then in the second half, they got another player sent to the sim bin for 10 minutes and they were down to 11 men for 10 minutes. So to be able to get through that victory for that game with a victory, and I think it was 29 points to 6 or 10 or something. So to be able to pretty much smash the Warriors with 12 men the whole game virtually, then down to 11 for 10 minutes was a massive win for them and should give them a hell of a lot of confidence.
Good luck, mate. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, boys. See you later.
Good on you. Paul Gallen, who is stepping in to fight for the Australasian and Australian heavyweight title against Chris Terzieski. Skeet, who wins?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I would have thought Gal's giving away a fair bit of reach here, isn't he? He mentioned the weight differential is only a kilo. He's been pretty competitive, hasn't he, Gal? I've liked his style. So given we've spoken to him tonight and he's on in our good books, we'll stick with Gal.
Yeah, now I'd like to be tipping Gal, but I think it's going to be a little bit like the Justice Hinney fight, to be perfectly honest. I think that he is, and probably expecting so. And Terzievsky needs to bring his A game to beat Gal because we know how much of a fighter he is. But Chris Terzievsky, for me, even if he doesn't knock Gallen out, I think that he'll be fit enough to last the distance. Now, Harry Garside takes on Leighton McFerrin. He's an odds-on favourite to win that fight, as is Nikita Zhu to beat Mason Smith. So looking forward to what is going to be a great night's fighting tomorrow night. And I'm sure all the pubs that put it on around town will be absolutely packed getting behind the cards there. From navigating open roads to wrangling uncharted tracks for 100 years, Repco's been driven by passion. We will have a chat to Sammy Collins next from the Gold Coast. He has been part of their defensive group. And the good part is they had a good win last week against the Sydney Swans. We'll have a chat to Sam next.